Unit 2, page 61. Listening. A radio interview. Iran, always there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program, Helping Others. Today, we have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Dean Samuel, a volunteer at Iran. Good evening, Dr. Samuel. What can you tell us about this wonderful organization?
Hello and good evening. I hope that you're all well. I'm happy to give you some information about our organization. First of all, we are all volunteers. We don't get paid for what we do.
And what do you do?
Well, I'll explain. Just as Magen David Adom gives first aid when people are hurt, we give psychological first aid to people who are sad or depressed, people who need someone to talk to, you know? That's where we at Iran come in. We're there for them. All they have to do is call us and talk about their problem. There will always be somebody there to listen to them and help them.
Can people call you all day and all night?
Yes, we provide emotional first aid for anyone in need all day and all night.
What do you tell these people?
Well, that depends on what they tell us. We cannot solve all their problems. I repeat, we cannot solve all their problems. We can just calm people down, help them relax, and then recommend what they should do.
Do you ask for the caller's name?
Oh, no. When you call Iran, you don't have to say much about yourself. We don't ask for your name or any personal details.
Do you answer all calls immediately?
Sure, we answer right away. You don't have to wait for long.
Do teenagers ask for help too?
Yes, we get calls from many teenagers.
What do most teenagers call you about?
Everything you can imagine. The most common problem teenagers have is loneliness. You won't believe how many kids say they are lonely. Other common problems are stress and bad relationships with friends and family.
So many problems. Luckily, Iran helps teenagers deal with their problems. Thank you very much, Dr. Samuel. And this is the end of today's program. Have a nice evening, everyone.